there is something magical in the way that Philip has, his style is evolving and changing really towards a more lyrical approach to music making. You hear melodies that really kind of take one on a journey, as opposed to, let's say, some of his earlier works, which were more akin to spinning a prayer wheel, the same riffs over and over again, inducing a state of almost hypnotic sort of quality. This piece has that, but I think the strings are a bit more off the hook this time.
Tim Fain makes his Heinz Hall debut with the Pittsburgh Symphony. It's the American Four Seasons, the Violin Concerto No. 2 by Philip Glass. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Before the Philip Glass, you'll hear Ottorino Respighi's overture Belphegor, last played by the Pittsburgh Symphony in 1957. Why has it been so long? Christoph Koenig told me it isn't easy to play, and the opening is mysterious.
I would say it's almost weird, but in a way this is something I really like when you have contrasting elements in one thing. Everybody knows Respighi, Pines of Rome, balmy, wonderful, romantic music, but this is really very characterful and quite contrasting.
And it must be great for the musicians not knowing it to have a brand new piece by Respighi.
Well, we took them by surprise in the first rehearsal yesterday because it's very tricky. The piece is really difficult. It's not easy. It's not an easy shot, but they have started to like it. That's good.
Belphegor was Respighi's sixth opera, a lyric comedy. Respighi arranged the overture a year after the opera had its La Scala debut in 1924, where the audience was lukewarm. It seems Belphegor is the devil. Respighi took the idea from writing by Machiavelli in 1520. The story is set in motion with the suggestion that countless souls go to hell, complaining that their wife had brought them their unhappiness. Belphegor decides to test the claim by taking human form and getting married. His mate is so unpleasant, he gladly returns to hell. Here is the overture Belphegor by Ottorino Respighi, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Christoph Koenig conducting.
Thank you.
The Overture Belphegor by Ottorino Respighi. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Christoph Koenig. Fernando Previtali conducted the only previous performance in Pittsburgh. The Belphegor Overture was heard on January 11, 1957 at the Syria Mosque. The overture was first heard in New York with Otto Klemperer conducting the New York Philharmonic on March 7, 1926. The story of the opera involves the devil Belphegor trying to steal Candida from Baldo. But the devil falls in love with her. She is faithful to Baldo. When Baldo begs for a sign of proof, Candida prays to the Madonna, causing the church bells to toll out across the village on their own accord. Devil or angel, Jim Cunningham here. If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. No matter the season, it is a joy to share this music with you. Next, the Heinz Hall premiere of violinist Tim Fain and the Philip Glass Second Violin Concerto, The American Four Seasons. Santa Monica, California-born violinist Tim Fain has worked often with Philip Glass. He played Glass music at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in the Temple of Dendur. He's performed the Glass opera Einstein on the Beach, recorded a partita for solo violin by Philip Glass, and he's toured widely with Philip Glass and his ensemble. Philip Glass spent a few years in Pittsburgh when he was hired to write music for the City of Pittsburgh Public Schools in 1963 with a grant from the Ford Foundation. He enjoyed the experience so much that he delayed taking a Fulbright scholarship to study in Paris, spending an extra year in Pittsburgh. Philip Glass visited the WQED-FM studios recently when he was in town to hear a performance of his opera, Orfeu, with the Pittsburgh Opera.
The Rockefeller Foundation had this very, progressive idea that when composers got out of school, they needed a job, which of course, and maybe not a teaching job, and so they had a program when I think about 10 or 12 composers a year were sent to schools, and that would be, if you were lucky and got a job like that, suddenly you were making, at that time, seem an enormous amount of money. I made $5,000 a year, and I liked it so much. They liked me. They asked me to come back. I got it renewed, and they didn't have to do that. And I actually came back to Pittsburgh. I lived on Baum Boulevard. I had a great time.
And you wrote a brass sextet. You wrote some choral music. What other music did you write while you were here in town?
I wrote for the symphony orchestra, too. I wrote a commission overture, it was called. But besides that, just this year, I was in Iowa at Luther College, which was a very good school, by the way. And they did an evening of my music, and they found a piece from 1964 called Haze Gold, which was written for the chorus here. I hadn't heard it in 50 years. And after that, they sang a piece of mine composed in 1984, 20 years later. And my God, it wasn't that different. And I was thinking, I had always thought that my music had changed very radically after I left Pittsburgh. It turns out it hadn't. That beginning of the music that I was writing now actually began here, and I could hear it in that music.
You can read more about Philip Glass' time in Pittsburgh, writing for the City of Pittsburgh Public Schools, in his biography, Words Without Music, published in 2015. The Philip Glass Second Violin Concerto was written in 2009 for Robert McDuffie on a commission from several orchestras, including the Toronto Symphony, the London Philharmonic, the Aspen Festival, the Krannert Center at the University of Illinois, and the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College in Overland Park, Kansas. Violinist Robert McDuffie had asked for a companion piece to the Vivaldi Four Seasons. Mr. Glass gives no instructions to the audience, no clues at all as to where spring, summer, winter, and fall might appear, allowing you to create your own weather picture in your mind.
No, I don't think he really intended the piece to be a depiction of seasons per se. My friend Bobby, who commissioned the piece, wanted to program it with Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and so Philip acquiesced and agreed to call it the American Four Seasons. I don't think that people will really hear depictions of different times of year as one might in Vivaldi's piece. That being said, there are four sections to it, and it does follow some sort of arc that way. I think things really start to build as it goes on right up until the very last note.
Here is Christoph Koenig to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with violinist Tim Fain. You'll hear the Second Violin Concerto by Philip Glass, the American Four Seasons.
Thank you.
the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Christoph Koenig conducting. Tim Fain was the soloist in the second violin concerto by Philip Glass, The American Four Seasons. Tim Fain is 39 years old. He's a graduate of the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, where he studied with Victor Danchenko. He also has a degree from Juilliard, where he worked with Robert Mann. Tim Fain has contributed to several major films, including playing the violin for Richard Gere in The Bee Season. He provided music for the ballet movie Black Swan, as well as the Oscar-winning 12 Years a Slave. Tim Fain recently recorded a 2-CD set of violin favorites titled First Loves with pianist Robert Koenig. Tim Fain is working for the Google company on a project that involves musical virtual reality.
Google had asked me, had commissioned me to write a short piece for violin and orchestra. And they said, just do anything you want to do. And I wrote a 3-minute piece, which we recorded. And now you can watch that on YouTube in virtual reality. Put on one of their cardboard headsets. And you see me performing, or if you want, you can turn your head around, you can look at the chickens on the farm, or you can kind of explore different places, or you can look around at all of the other orchestra musicians in Avatar Studios in New York while I'm sawing away on the solo part. It's a real fascinating world. That piece, incidentally, is called Resonance. It'll be at Sundance this year. I think it's a pretty remarkable time to be making art and creating.
Tim Fain is back on stage at Heinz Hall with his violin, made by Francesco Gobetti in Venice in 1717. We're going to have an encore.
You're too kind. This has been such a... Once in a while, one has these experiences where, in the moment, you can imagine that 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, I'll think of this performance and these three performances as just a wonderful, wonderful highlight of my career and my life. I'm so grateful for all of you for coming out today and for the members of the orchestra who are tackling this. So I know Philip is incredibly pleased to have his music back in Pittsburgh after so many years. I'm going to play a short piece, which I actually played last night as well, by a good friend of mine and Philip's, composer Kevin Matthew Putz. This is a selection from his piece called Arches. Thank you.
Tim Fain played music by Kevin Putz, Arches. He played the second violin concerto by Philip Glass in its first Heinz Hall performance. I mentioned that Philip Glass wrote music and taught in the Pittsburgh Public Schools in 1962 and 1963. Philip Glass lived in the Shadyside neighborhood. While here, he wrote music for string quartets, wind quintets, chorus, orchestra, band, and other student groups, and his music, he said he wrote about 20 or 25 pieces, was performed everywhere, from an elementary school to Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland. I thought you might like to hear from a student of Philip Glass during those years, someone who played for him. Max Gonano is the director of music at California University of Pennsylvania.
In 64, with the All City Band, we had Philip Glass. And to be quite honest with you, you know, he was just a young composer. And I guess I have to confess, I'd never heard of him. But he was this neat guy that wrote a neat piece of music. And I'm convinced he came in to work with us. And I know we liked the piece, because it had us do things that were a little unusual with mutes and everything, you know, things that we normally didn't play. And the piece was a little bit different than the regular fare that a band would play. You know, we would do Holst and everything, but boy, when we got to Wintersong, that was really cool.
Here's Max Gonano playing in the 1964 Spring Music Festival concert of the All-City Senior High School's Band of the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Stanley Levin conducts The Wintersong by Philip Glass. The 1964 Spring Music Festival concert of the All-City Senior High School's Band of the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Stanley Levin conducted The Winter Song by Philip Glass. Max Gonano was playing in the orchestra. He's the retired chairman of the music department at California University of Pennsylvania, a CMU grad and conductor of the Monongahela Valley Community Band. He's one of the conductors of the Community Band South, and he is a former engineer at WQED. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Philip Glass. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Philip Glass. You get the idea. I'm Jim Cunningham, subject to something a New Yorker cartoon called DJ View. Asking myself, didn't I just tell that Philip Glass joke a moment ago? I hope you enjoyed the Philip Glass Second Violin Concerto with Tim Fain, Belphegor by Otto Rina Rospighi, and the Sixth Symphony by Ludwig van Beethoven. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio with guest conductor Christoph Koenig. I look forward to joining you again soon. I hope you'll return next week for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, there are just two orchestras with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen, Pittsburgh is always on the air. You can listen online with iTunes from your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. It includes a photo of Anna-Sophie Mutter in red with the violin under her chin. Also in the envelope will be the Pittsburgh Symphony folding binoculars. They're great for watching concert life, and they're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Be sure to include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. You can visit the website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer Harold F. Chambers III. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.